You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, one word that usually at this time of year brings fear and trepidation is Christmas. But this year, because of how bad 2020 has been so far, Christmas might be something actually worth looking forward to this year. For that reason, we're really pleased to tell you about the RNIB Christmas Gift Guide, which is now out. And Dave Williams from the RNIB shop is here to tell us more. I would say Happy Christmas, Dave, but it seems way too early to do that, even though it's only, a month or so away?
Oh, you know, let's be the first people to wish everybody Happy Christmas.
Oh, if you really must. So look, this comes out every year. It is the holiday gift guide, really, which gives us all a chance to find out what's available. And, you know, if you're looking for a present for your loved one, this is a good option to go through and look at. We're going to have a look at some of the options that are available in the gift guide, which is out now. We'll tell you how to get it a bit later. But let's start off with Christmas cards, because that's the one thing that often at this time of year we're always rooting to get. And of course, there are some great ones, great designs in this year's gift guide. Am I right?
That's right. Yeah. So RNIB has issued our Christmas cards for 2020, and all the proceeds from these cards go to supporting the work of RNIB. So, you know, all the important stuff that we've been thinking about this year about, you know, campaigns to make sure that blind and partially sighted people, you know, are not overly isolated and can get access to important things like food, for example. So every penny from these cards goes towards making sure that RNIB can continue doing the great work. And of course, you get yourself some lovely Christmas cards. There are four designs. Now, my favorite is there is one of a Christmas tree on a London street, and it's kind of like a watercolor painting, and there are two spotty dogs that are checking out the tree, and we can all imagine how that narrative may end. So that's why I think that's a little bit fun, but it's kind of cute as well, and it's got a historical thing. There's a snowman one, and there's a Santa one, and you can give us a shout, and we can run you through the options and give you really detailed descriptions, which you'll find on our charity Christmas cards for 2020.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to actually get a physical Christmas card, isn't it? I always find these cheap people that don't ever bother sending them and instead send you an email or a text. Come on, get with it. Get a card.
Happy Textmas.
Yeah, I know, it's just pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a band who did that song. Happy Textmas. Anyway, nobody wants that. Physical Christmas cards, folks. And then if you want to make it accessible, we've got some stickers as well. So the font inside the card is a really, you know, clear, large font, which should be easy for people to read. And then you can also get Braille stickers to put in there to make it accessible for the Braille reader in your life. Or perhaps you could use something like our Dymo labeler to make Braille, which you could also stick into the card. Or you could just roll it into a good old-fashioned Perkins. That's what I do, and put Braille on the card that way. So lots of ways to make these cards accessible.
Okay, let's talk about puzzles at this time of year, at Christmas time anyway. You know, we're always rather excited about puzzles and doing stuff like this. So what options are available to us from the RNIB shop?
Well, of course, you know, if you're, if you're with your family, you might be playing with, you know, things like, I don't know, dominoes or Scrabble or, you know, games like that. But, you know, if you are going to be on your own, we've got some puzzles that you can do. So we've got a brand new Braille Sudoku. And so Sudoku is this kind of number puzzle. You get them in the national newspapers. And basically the board comes, it's a magnetic board, and then you have a sheet of paper that sits on there that then you stick another magnet on top of to keep it in position, and it's Braille. So you get a Braille grid with the numbers, and then there are little tiles with numbers in, and then you have to complete your Sudoku. We've also got the Mensa cube, which is a bit like another famous cube puzzle that we know and love. But the Mensa cube, you don't match the colours, you match the tactile designs on the squares. So again, a great way to develop your tactile skills.
All right, sounds good, Dave. Now, once you've had your Christmas dinner, you might want to walk it off.
Indeed.
Certainly going into the new year, we always like to think about exercise. So this could be useful, not just at Christmas, but later into 2021 as well. And it's called the Ramble Tag. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the Ramble Tag, it basically fits around the upper arm of a sighted guide and provides a blind or partially sighted person a really comfortable, convenient handle that you can hold on to. And you start seeing these now. Some public transport providers are starting to use these. And obviously, it doesn't, you know, replace any of your existing mobility techniques like your guide dog or your cane. Obviously, you know, you'd still use those. But if you're walking with somebody else, particularly on, you know, uneven ground, and you want a really secure connection, so maybe you're going out for that long Boxing Day walk, you know, try and walk off some of the mince pies, then the Ramble Tag might be a good option for that. And that's available in a couple of colours, and there is a left and right-handed version available as well.
Okay, all of that sounds brilliant. How do we get hold of this and the products you've mentioned, and also the gift guide itself, if people want to have a read through?
Absolutely. So you can download the gift guide as an accessible PDF, so it'll read beautifully on your smartphone with your screen reader, or you could get some help with that over the phone as well. So if you go to the website, you can download the gift guide from there. So that's rnib.org.uk/shop, rnib.org.uk/shop, or you can contact the helpline, who can talk you through the gift guide, and that is on 0303 123 9999.
And no matter how many times you ask Dave, I'm not playing Christmas songs, okay? I'm not doing it.
Merry Christmas, Stephen.
Dave Williams from the RNIB shop there. Thank you so much, Dave. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.